Hey everyone, it's Matt Anderson, and you're listening to the Proximity Process Podcast. So I know many of you are regular listeners, and so if you are, thank you. And you know that this show is largely about process. My process and the process that my guests are going through. And it's this idea that change starts with us, and that systems don't change until we change, until people change. And so one of the ambitions that I had for this show when we got started was to build community around the conversations that we're having and bring people into an opportunity to go deeper into their own process. One of the ways that we did that was with the Proximity Podcast Club that meets every Monday morning at 9 Eastern. And so today's journal episode is really coming out of the conversation that we had just this morning, a couple hours ago. And the jumping off point to today's call was last week's episode with Melissa Merrick, who's the president and CEO of Prevent Child Abuse America. This is, you know, April, National Child Abuse Prevention Month. And so I started the conversation this morning with a kind of a process question. What is the shift that's been happening with us when we think about this question of what is prevention? What are we trying to prevent? For whom? How? Like, what's the personal process that we're going through with this idea of prevention? And, you know, a couple things came out of that that was really interesting. One, somebody on the call said, you know, I'm 25 years in the game now, 25 years into my child welfare career, and I'm only now just using April as an opportunity to think about what do we actually mean by prevention? What are we trying to prevent? And to be quite frank, like, is our efforts around prevention more helpful or more harmful to people? And the takeaway from that is the importance, particularly for leaders, to remain really curious, to be open and flexible to learning. This person's 25 years in and they're still, or maybe newly, I don't know, but they're in a place of curiosity and wanting to be self-reflective and self-critical even of what they thought they knew. And I think that's an important lesson for all of us. But where that then led us to is this question of what is prevention? You know, it's something that we're all talking about a lot. And that conversation was really robust this morning. It went in a couple different directions. But one of the places it kept coming back to was this idea of prevention as surveillance. And are our efforts to prevent child abuse and neglect or to prevent removal of children from their families and placed into foster care, are our efforts to do prevention just another way of surveillance to happen, to surveil families in specific communities? And so that was some of what we were talking about. And where that then leads to is a question of, well, if prevention can just be surveillance and there's still always the threat of investigations, the threat of removal, then is the child welfare agencies, the child welfare system, the place for prevention to happen? And I think it's a really important question. I know many of us, you know, that listen here are working in the child welfare system and some of us are working in the public agencies. And I think we should ask ourselves this question of, what is prevention and is it the work of the child welfare agency? And so I'll give an example of why I think this question is really important. So this is probably going back a few years. New York City, ACS, the child welfare agency in New York City, announced a pretty significant multi-million dollar, multi-year investment into, I think it was 3 family resource centers throughout the city. And family resource centers can have a lot of value in a community. You know, it can be a place that's in and of the community, a safe place, a place to trust, a place where, you know, families are supported. And it's an opportunity to, you know, have basic economic concrete support needs met in a way that is meaningful to those families. So family resource centers can have real value. But what happened here in New York City is that as soon as this announcement was made, it was protested. It was protested by families impacted by systems, you know, families in these communities saying, you know, we don't want family resource centers that are funded or run by the system because it's still surveillance. Even if these resource centers can be really valuable, there's still the threat there's still the threat of surveillance and there's still the threat of removal on the other end of it. And that's not a place that's safe. It's not a place that is trusted. It's not in and of the community. And so there were protests. And I think that, you know, again, there's lessons to be learned, you know, in these examples, you know, that it's not that family resource centers are the problem. It's the way in which they were created, supported, invested in. It was the process that people went through to make decisions about how these family resource centers would operate. And so I think that should cause us, you know, reason to reflect and ask these deeper questions. Somebody on the call this morning works for a public child welfare agency and was having a meeting tomorrow, in fact, to talk about questions of how do we engage in prevention. And so it became this real world opportunity to kind of, you know, think together as a community about how to enter that conversation. And I think that some of it was take a pause and slow down and question the agency's role in prevention, question what unintended consequences and potential harms might come in terms of how prevention is done by the agency, to question the transactional nature of systems versus the relational need that families and communities have and want. And you know, just have that, where I started this, have that level of curiosity and openness and flexibility to just think differently about the roles that we play in the lives of families and communities and where we should place limits on ourselves and where we need to think differently about what our roles are and what they aren't. So I think that's probably the episode for today. Those are some of the thoughts that I'm going to continue to kind of wrestle with as we are in April and thinking about prevention a lot and what came out of the conversation today, to be more curious, you know, ask deeper questions, think about where our roles stop and start. You know, what do we mean by prevention? You know, where does prevention just become another mechanism of surveillance? I think these are some important questions to sit with. So I'll leave those with you. You know, take those into your meetings, into your conversations, into your journals, and wrestle with them as well. And thanks for listening to this one. Before we wrap up, just a couple notes here. So if you want to join the podcast club, you're welcome to do so. In the show notes, you'll find my LinkedIn page. Just message me there, and we'll get you the link to the Monday morning calls. Lastly, just a special shout out, thanks to our production team. So thanks to Michael Tex Osborne at 14th Street Studios, to Evan Scherer for his production support, and Christian Heigis for the original music. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.